initiative and transform the country into a hell for Hitler's invasion forces. Nearly 100,000 Germans are captured after the Battle of Stalingrad at the beginning of the year. Ahead lies cold, hunger, and ill treatment, and only 5% of prisoners will return to Germany after the war. In mid-July, the Red Army decisively defeats the Wehrmacht in history's greatest tank battle. Hitler's Tiger and Panther tanks are too heavy and slow against the Soviets' more nimble T-34. Stalin's counteroffensive costs millions of soldiers their lives, but men are an infinite resource for the Red Army. Fired up by thoughts of revenge, the Russians soon mass on the borders of the Third Reich. Chapter 1. German troops attack Poland. Adolf Hitler decides to raise the stakes and invade Poland. It's imperative the country is overcome as quickly as possible before the Western European powers of Britain and France can intervene. But the campaign doesn't progress according to the Führer's plan. The German battleship Schleswig-Holstein trained its huge guns on the sandy peninsula of Westerplatte on the Polish Baltic coast near the port city of Gdansk at dawn on 1st of September 1939. At 0448, 8 shells thundered towards the southeast corner of the city's garrison, leaving 3 large holes in its outside wall and setting oil warehouses alight. A few minutes later, 3 elite divisions of German Marines attacked, but came up against surprisingly stiff resistance from 205 Polish defenders. At 0622, the infantry's radio operator frantically informed the battleship that they were falling back due to heavy losses. 2.5 hours later, the Marines tried again, reinforced by another 60 soldiers. They occupied the garrison's ruined outer wall, but faced a lethal mix of mines, fallen trees, barbed wire, and heavy Polish gunfire. At midday, the demoralized SS soldiers and Marines whose commander had been severely injured conceded defeat. By the end of the first day, 82 Germans were dead, and the garrison had still not been captured. The Germans finally occupied it after a week of dogged fighting, thanks to the support of a torpedo boat and 60 aircraft, which dropped over 100 bombs. On 7th of September at 0945, exhausted Polish defenders finally hoisted the white flag. The picture was mirrored across the front. Poles defended doggedly, even though on paper the Germans were superior. The invasion force consisted of 2 infantry groups of 882,000 and 630,000 men respectively, attacking from north, west, and south. The German army was modern and well-drilled. By contrast, the Polish units had only been called up at the last minute. Hitler had expected a swift victory, but the Poles' staunch defense was potentially dangerous to the Führer's grand design. The jokers in the pack were Britain and France, the 2 major victors of World War I. If his army became bogged down in a protracted campaign in Poland, Germany's west flank would be left exposed. Should Britain and France go immediately on the attack, they might end Hitler's campaign before it began. Western powers were ruled by fearful men. Hitler was confident this wouldn't happen, however. At the Munich Conference in 1938, he demanded that Czechoslovakia cede the predominantly German-speaking Sudetenland to Germany, and both French and British Prime Ministers, Edouard Daladier and Neville Chamberlain, had yielded to his claim. Their capitulation convinced Hitler that France and Britain were ruled by frightened men he could bluff and manipulate. Hitler saw no reason to put a damper on his territorial claims. In March 1939, he laid claim to the rest of the Czech territory, Bohemia and Moravia, and converted the Slovak part of the former Czechoslovakia into a German puppet state, with free passage for German troops. His aggression tightened a serious noose around Poland, which was now surrounded by German troops on 3 sides. An attack would give the Führer the opportunity to take revenge for World War I, when Germany was forced to cede land to Poland, including the carbon-rich